Welcome back, James.
Thanks, mate.
What have you thought so far of the meeting? It seems like the jockeys will be getting off the fence has been a downgrade now from a good four to a soft five.
Yeah, it's looking that way. They're just blending off. Obviously, Benny Mellon, poetry in motion there. We've got to the spot he wanted to, and it's obviously looking like the track's going to play better three or four off the fence.
Small field coming up in the Stutt Stakes. If you're riding, say, Glenn Fiddick and you're Luke Nolan, what are you doing?
Well, I think you've got to roll to that first corner, and it's like what I've just said prior. You know, they normally zoom to that first corner, and everyone's in a rush to get a position. And I say that because once you hit that bottom corner, you're turning for a hell of a long time, and you're working if you're out three deep on a limb, and you're pretty much your game's over. So it's manoeuvre, get your position quick, and then accept it and let the race unfold after that.
David Gately, Mick Sharkey and Jack Dickens with us here on the Tab Spring Ticket. And we've got James Winks on the line. Gate, have you got a question for Winksy?
Oh, I'm just interested for what... So you're looking at the previous race. Do the other riders, do they watch vision in the jockey's room of that? Because I asked that question with respect. So you look at that sort of race, Alpha Oro leads on the favourite, leaves the rail. But how often I see then... other riders in the next race or the race after, they end up back on the fence anyway. Do jockeys notice the previous race and take notes, James?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, a lot of the boys walk the tracks and the ladies walk the tracks now, so you have your own opinion, but
yep.
I was always one that I cheated a little bit. If Dee Oliver had a ride before me or Craig Williams, I wouldn't walk the track and I'd just watch where them two go and we'd go from there. But Benny Mellon's, obviously, he's got it down pat now. He walks the tracks a lot. And like I said, a lot of the boys and girls, they walk it. So a lot of the times, Gade, as you know, it's a lot depends on how the race unfolds. But Benny Mellon got his own way there and got to the part of the track he wanted to. You can't always manoeuvre out like that when you have horses on your outside. So a lot depends on how the race unfolds. But obviously now it's looking like they're going to sort of edge off.
Couple of questions coming through for you, James. What did you think of the Huey Bowman decision?
In the sense of him getting off, I suppose. I thought it was a great decision. And I was strongly on the day. I thought he made an error, and he agreed with that. He said if he had his time over again, he may not have led. And I thought the judge got the decision right to let him off. I just feel you can't penalise a jockey for making an error. Like I said, I feel he gets it right a hell of a lot more than he gets it wrong.
And this is big news coming through about an hour ago from Benny Dorries. Hugely significant spring carnival news. New South Wales jockeys will be allowed to ride in Melbourne for the spring carnival, providing they can travel by car, do 5 days isolation and test negative to COVID. New South Wales jockeys will be able to ride in Sydney one Saturday, Melbourne the following Saturday. So I think the other story to all of that is whether when they go back to New South Wales, will they still have to quarantine for 2 weeks? But if you got to ride in a Melbourne Cup, James, you would be doing that, I would imagine.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, now with the Golden Eagle on Derby Day too. So, you know, if you're doing your 5 days, you just have to assess the situation and what rides you got. But obviously, it's a Melbourne Cup. So, yeah, obviously, you're riding in Sydney the Saturday before and you're driving down and doing your 5 days quarantine. I know a few of the Melbourne boys aren't happy about it. We weren't allowed up there for their spring and they think it's a bit of a G-up. But good luck to the Sydney boys. Good luck to them.
And the last one before I let you go, I think Gator might have a question for you as well. With the jockeys, with the big grand finals coming up, like the Guineas and the Caulfield Cup, Cox Plate, suspensions, does that play, I know there's Group 1 racing this weekend, but there's far bigger prizes later on. Is that in the back of their mind?
Well, I'd say you're probably lying if it wasn't in the back of your mind. Obviously, if you've got big rides coming up, you don't want to miss them. But that doesn't take the competitive edge out of you. If anything, you'll probably see now over the next month or so that the racing's a hell of a lot cleaner and prettier to watch and every horse gets their opportunity. It's just because everyone straightens their game up and keeps them a lot straighter with the little thought of that in the back of their mind. But once you're out there, mate, anything can happen and it's game on.
All right, mate, we appreciate your time. So you're tipping, is it Glenn Fiddick in this race, the fourth?
I like Crown Mint, actually.
Okay.
I just thought he was unlucky the other day and Craig Williams sort of got his revs up and then couldn't continue to get his revs up at Flemington. I reckon he'll run a hell of a race. But obviously the top is dropping back from an unbelievable run at Wait for Age, so he'll run well.
All right, then. So you're with Gordon Richards' Galloping Crown Mint in the Stutt Stakes.